sit in my car, wake up in a bar, I'll be a superstar, just on my avatar, this world is so bizarre, empty out the reservoir. Hi, how many sets do you have left? Oh, yeah, somebody's using the other one, and I have to be somewhere in, like, half an hour-ish, so I really have to get this done. Oh, okay, can I work in with you then? Cool. Thanks. Sorry, I just, I'm not used to talking to people here. It's kind of weird because, you know, usually it's like the whole mind your business thing. So talking to people is weird. Yeah. Well, I figured, you looked way more inviting than that other person. Dude, look at him. He's scary. He is. He's got like tattoos all over. I don't know, man. I mean, to be fair, I've never met anyone that's rude in the gym, but you know, I don't want to take the jump, you know? Well, yeah, people ask me all the time. I have yet to ask somebody, but you will until today. But, you know, it's just different because, like, I mean, look at me. I don't think I'm intimidating at all. No. Plus, it's always been men asking me, and I think it's a little bit different. I don't know. I've seen all those videos on, like, Instagram Reels or whatever where it's, like, you know, a girl's minding her business at the gym and some guy's, like, entitled to, like, her space or something. And it's just, like, I don't want that to happen to me. I'm scared. Yeah, everyone's so big in here. It's just, like, you know, I don't want to start anything. But I'm glad you you're cool. Yeah. So what's your name? Okay. My name's Egg. Yep, that's my name. You can laugh, it's fine. Hey, listen, my parents were jokesters. No. I mean, I kind of like it. Makes me all unique and stuff. But yeah. I mean, I've seen you around before all the time. Yeah, we like, I think we're like around the same time that we come in. Oh, have you been looking for me? Yeah, I started going earlier because all the high school kids are like coming in at night, and it's really annoying, to say the least. Like, they're all in their little groups, huddled up in their pajama pants, and like just taking up all the space in the gym, and it really really annoys me. I just, you know, I'm trying to use the machine you're blocking. Please get out of the way. So, I've started going earlier. Not too early, because I don't think I could ever do that. You know, the waking up really early, getting dressed, going to the gym. I could never. I have to, like, feel like I have to go. I have to go every day, but I have to feel it in my bones. Like, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't take pre, so no. I feel like it'll mess me up. Because, listen, I have anxiety, if you can tell by our prior conversation. So it would like make me super paranoid and feel like Also, I do cardio. Yeah, every day I start my workout with cardio. And I don't think that's good for you. No. And you know, I don't want to get addicted to like caffeine and stuff. Yeah. Also, another reason I haven't been going at night is because somebody started going at this time. I don't think they're here right now, but I don't like them. Yeah, dude, I don't want to get into it. I saw them the other day. Well, not the other day, but like a few days ago. And they were like watching me. And I was like, it makes me uncomfortable. There's a lot of gym creeps, and you know, I come here alone, so it's kind of uncomfortable sometimes. Oh no, we met in college. Not here. No. I've been going here longer than they have, so yeah. Yep, all by myself. Don't have anyone to go with me, so you know. All my friends are like vehemently against working out. Unfortunately. Well, you don't have to do that. No, listen, we just met. It's kind of like a well, yeah, we like come at the same time and we know of each other, but like, you know, I don't wanna overstep the boundaries, okay? Plus, you know, like I go at different times now, depending on, you know, how I feel or what's happening throughout the day, like. Really? You're fine with that. After all this time of you going at night. Aw, do you miss me? When I'm not around? Oh, really? Oh. No. I was joking. That, like, don't get me wrong, like, you know, I look out for you too. It's like, I think it's a mutual thing. Well, yeah, really, like, sort of my gym crush, I guess. Yeah, I know it's kind of stupid. Well, because, like, I don't know, you're attractive to me and you're attractive to me. I don't Yeah. And maybe that is why I approached you today. I don't know. Well, that and like that dude is scary. He's terrifying. Is that four plates? Holy dude, dude looks like he's about to like break a vessel. Look at the vein in his forehead. Sorry, but yeah, you're kind of my gym crush or whatever. It's why it took me so long to like change, because it's like, you know, gym crushes give you motivation. Well, yeah, I want to look hot because you're here. Yeah. What, you don't want to look hot for anybody at this gym? Oh. Wow. That's crazy. No, No. I don't mean that in like, oh, that's crazy. Like, no, like that's kind of insane. We're each other's gym crushes. So like you're like, what? You know, lifting heavy for me so I could notice you. I mean, it's working. Is that why you wanna become gym partners? No, I like the ideas. It's just like, you know. Oh, come on, you know. Like, you know, we like each other or whatever. Like, what, we're just gonna keep meeting up at the gym and working out? Well, I don't know. Like, that's just, you know, it just seems like it's such a waste of like gas, and you know, it's better for the planet if we carpool, and you know, you could end up carpooling somewhere else, like somewhere where there's nice mood lighting and maybe some food, you know, like do you get it? Oh my God. That you're messing with me. You gotta be messing with me. Okay. How about, you know, we test the waters outside of the gym? Well, you know, we don't have to just be each other's gym crushes. And if it works out, you know, a crush turns into like an upgrade. And if it doesn't work out, we can just be like gym friends and like we can hang out. Yeah. I mean, it seems like a win-win to me. Yeah, I mean, okay, we can start out with, you know, the gym thing. You know, oh, we're just like gym partners. And then, like, one day we should, like, go out. You know? It doesn't have to be, like, all at once. Well, we can get to know each other, like, first through the gym and, like, I mean, personally, I think like there's some vulnerability when it comes to the gym. Like, why'd you come to the gym to begin with? And blah, blah, blah. Hey, I got stories to tell. I don't know about you. But like, we can start there. And then, like, you know, one day we can hang out outside of the gym and we can just see where it takes us. Hey, I'm not picky. We can take it like slow, I guess. Okay. As long as you're down, I'm down. Of course, gym crush. Okay. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I might have to go. Yeah, I gotta go pick up my little sister from this baseball game or something. I have no clue why they play. They put the lights on and they play at night. I like, why couldn't you just do it in the day? I don't get it. But I gotta go pick her up, so I can't be late or I will hear an earful, trust me. But here, what's your number? Mm-hmm. And if you want to look at your phone, just to make sure that I sent you a text. Okay, cool. I have your number, so I'll pester you whenever, you know, we gotta work out. Mm-hmm. Sorry for kind of wasting the time here. I mean, I did kind of waste it. I did. I came here to work out, and I just talked your ear off, huh? Hey, but it's a happy ending, right? Gym crush? tomorrow? Same time? Yeah, don't worry. I'll text you. Remind you. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Okay. Don't forget. All right. Bye.